Welcome here live to Joe Buck Court on the campus of Pendleton Heights High School for this afternoon's boys basketball matchup against the Mississinewa Indians and the Pendleton Heights Arabians. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you're all having a fantastic Saturday. Alongside Ryan Davis, I'm Dawson Peril. Jumping right in here and taking a look at the Pendleton Heights Arabians. They have three games left on their regular season schedule. This one today, and then Newcastle on the 13th next Tuesday, and then they'll finish off the regular season at Heritage Christian on the 22nd. So, you know, this is the point in the season where you want to start to get on your uprise, because, of course, we've heard Coach Buck restate many times this season one of the central goals in every single season is peaking around that late February, early March time. In other words, sectionals. And, you know, you're entering that time of year, so I think the Arabians are hoping they can come back after a loss against Muncie Central on the 6th. That was at Muncie Central, their most recent game. They lost to them 53-48. So they're hoping that they can win here today, hopefully a dominating win, and then beat Newcastle on Tuesday and then finish off the year with a win at Heritage Christian. Then you can head into sectionals with some momentum. And, of course, this year's sectional sectional 9, it's been tight. Each and every single game against anybody has been tight. So it's going to be very competitive. But the Arabians are going to have to be playing their best ball in that early March time if they want to make a deep run.
Yeah, the Arabians have a lot of talent to do it also. We've seen Seth Arabian these past few games really start to show out. I mean, he's had three double-digit games these past four games. The Muncie Central game, no one really played to their highest level in that game, I don't think, for the Arabians. I feel like they're really motivated from that game just to show that they can play at a higher level.
Yeah, you mentioned the name Seth Arabia. He transferred in from Westfield this past offseason, and, you know, he's been kind of getting comfortable in his spot. It took him a little while, you know. That is almost a guarantee for all transfers. It's going to take you a little while to get comfortable in the system, and I think, as you were mentioning, these past couple weeks, he's been definitely playing his best ball, and he's going to be a big factor for the Arabians heading into the sectionals as well as these last three games of the regular season. There's some other names to mention. The other big alongside Seth, Josiah Gustin. He's the Arabians' leading scorer, 14.3 points a game, 7.4 rebounds, D1 player. And on top of that, Cooper Sims is someone to mention, a sophomore. I think he could play very vital in the sectionals and here down the stretch. He has kind of had a similar arc as Seth. You know, he kind of started off a little slow, but then he got very comfortable. And then these past couple weeks, he's been playing very, very good basketball at that guard spot. So he's entering the game averaging 7.7 points tonight, shooting 47% from the field and 41% from beyond the arc. One of the best shooters for this Arabians team. But with that being said, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, Zion Palmieri was able to sit down with Coach Buck earlier yesterday for our pregame interview. So that'll be going up next after the break on the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Follow us today. We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you here to the halftime show, or excuse me, pregame show on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, here with
Coach Buck.
I apologize, my voice is a little hoarse. Hopefully not under the weather, but we'll see. But thank you for joining me here today. So, Saturday, you will play Mississinewa. Now, Mississinewa, they are a very good team. 6-1 on the road. Is that something you think about, or what?
Well, really, you know, I don't worry too much about whether they're on the road or whether we're playing at their place. I worry that, like you said, they're a good basketball team. They do some things offensively that will create problems for us on the defensive side. So another opponent that we will have to play extremely well if we want to come out victorious.
So something to mention here is a cool stat I found. Pendleton is 3-0 against the common opponents of Mississinewa, Mississauga Law is 1-2. And by common opponent, I mean like the same team both of you guys have played. Is that also something that would matter to you in any way? Or,
well, you know, I try to stay away from that as well. You know, we've played some teams already that, you know, they were defeated by teams that we beat. So a lot of people think, well, we'll surely beat them because we beat so-and-so and they got beat by them, and sometimes decisively. But that doesn't always hold true. I've found over the years that isn't always the case. A lot of it depends on the matchup. If they're quick, if they have size and you don't, those are things that have an impact on the game. If we're bigger than our opponent and we don't take advantage of our size, that can be a factor, and that's something that we're running into at times. We feel like that we can hurt people with our inside game because of our size, and when we do that, we're effective, and when we don't, we're not. So, you know, there are a lot of variables out there, so I really don't get caught up in common opponents or their win-loss record on the road or at home.
How do you avoid looking up those stats? Do you just not think about it entirely, or is it a process?
We base our game plans off of scouting. We see all of our teams in person, and then we watch multiple game films of each one of our opponents. And when I say we, Coach Baker, Coach Wells, Coach Aldridge, and myself spend countless hours watching film, and that's what we base it on. Now, we're selective in the game films that we watch. We like to watch teams that play similar to us, have our similar strengths as well, play man-to-man defense, for an example. Those are the films that we watch, and we see how they attacked some of our common opponents, and that sometimes gives us a better scout as to how we're going to defend whomever it is we're playing.
Well, one last question here. So this game is on a Saturday. It's in the afternoon. How much different is that for your team mentally? Because, like, if it was on a weekday, I'm not a basketball player. I get tired and stuff.
I think that's a factor. I think the more that you can keep your team in a routine that they're used to, mentally and physically, I think the better off you are. But, you know, we played Delta on an afternoon. We played extremely well in that game, and really, really proud of the team because of the way they bounced back. We were coming off of a tough defeat and playing in the middle of the afternoon, so we responded well there. You know, not only do we have to play tomorrow at 2:30, so does Mississauga. So another variable. Depends on which team comes to play in a time that's out of their normal routine.
Well, I appreciate you joining me here today. Good luck in the game, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
I am Zion Palmieri here with Coach Buck of the Arabian basketball team, and this was the pregame interview on 91.7 WEEM.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court on the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. If you're just tuning in, alongside Ryan Davis, I'm Dawson Perrell. We got some boys basketball on tap here this afternoon against the Pendleton Heights Arabians and the Mississauga Indians. Taking a look now at our starting lineups for this afternoon, starting off with the visiting team, the Mississauga Indians. At the one spot, it's going to be junior Jesse Simpkins. He's entering the game averaging 6 a night, coming off of a 4-point performance against Delta, where he shot 22% from the floor. At the two, it's going to be senior Gannon Smith. Gannon is coming in averaging 7.8 points a night, 2.3 rebounds, along with 2.1 assists a game. At the three, it's going to be junior Kobe Johnson. He is averaging 9 points a game entering this evening, second most on the team. And then most on the team is going to be junior guard Preston McCain. He's averaging 13.4 points a game, shooting 46% from the field and 43% from beyond the arc. And then finishing off the group is going to be the junior forward Keontae Woods. He's entering the game averaging 5.5 points a game, 4.1 rebounds a game as well. Didn't score any against Delta. Their game a couple of games back on the 3rd of February. They are led by head coach Josh Brooks. Coach Brooks is in his first year with Mississinewa. He was an assistant for Marion before coming over to coach for the Indians. And then switching things over here, taking a look at the Pendleton Heights Arabians. At the one spot, once again, it's going to be sophomore Cooper Sims. Cooper averaging 7.7 points a game, shooting 41% from beyond the arc, coming off of an 8-point night against Muncie Central on the 6th. Alongside him in the backcourt is going to be junior guard Evan Mazingo. Evan averaging 10.2 points a game, shooting 34% from three-point and 38% from the field. At the three, once again, it's going to be senior Aaron Cookston, known for his defense. He's averaging 5.3 points a game and 1.8 rebounds, coming off of a 7-point game where he shot 2-for-2 from the floor against Muncie Central. And then in the front court, it's going to be the seniors Seth Laravia and Josiah Gustin. Seth averaging 9.2 points a game, and Josiah averaging 14.3. But Ryan, as we were talking about in our opening segment there, Pendleton Heights, you know, you got to start turning it on. And Mississinewa, despite standing at 11-6 and, you know, not having the greatest resume when it comes to teams they've beaten, they're going to be tough. You know, they're definitely going to be a scrappy team that they're going to test you. So the Arabians don't necessarily have this game locked away. They're favored. John Harrell has Pendleton Heights winning this game, but at the same time, you know, it's going to be close. So what do you think the Arabians are going to have to do in order to take down the Indians and get back on the winning side of things?
I think there's two big things the Arabians need to do. I think it's the biggest thing for, I think, almost every game, is to limit the turnovers and limit the offensive rebounds for the other team. I think when I've seen the Arabians play at their best level is when they do those two things, especially limit those offensive rebounds.
Yeah, and another thing Coach Buck has been mentioning when it comes to that down low perimeter area, or paint area, pardon me, is just getting the ball down there in the first place. You know, the Arabians, I think, earlier in the season really struggled with getting the ball down low and using the height that they have with Seth Laravia and Josiah Gustin. And they definitely started doing that midway through the season, and they got some wins along with that. And then I think these past couple games, especially Muncie Central, their last game, they kind of strayed away from that a bit. You know, they shot a decent amount of perimeter shots in that Muncie Central game, and I think that was one of the reasons they couldn't get that win. They weren't hitting their shots. They weren't shooting well, and, you know, that's the problem. When you shoot a lot, is there's a chance you're not going to shoot well, and Muncie Central kind of just outshot them. Both teams in that one really didn't have a good offensive performance. It was just Muncie Central had a little bit of a better offensive performance. So the Arabians, you know, that was definitely something that I think they should have won, and that might have been, in my opinion, one of their worst losses yet. I mean, the Arabians have lost to very, very good teams that I think they were expected to lose to, or projected to lose to, that they, you know, had a good game, but Muncie Central was just not one of those losses. So the Arabians definitely, I think, are hungry for a win, but you still got to focus up. Because for Mississinewa, you look at them, I mentioned there in our starting lineups for Preston McCain, he's a junior. He can play the guard. He can also play the forward. He's pretty big, so he's going to be tough to lock down. I'm sure Aaron Cookson will be guarding him. It's just a projection there, considering he's been tasked with guarding the big player many times. Speaking of the Arabians, when it comes to shutting down that top threat, been very good at it this season. 13 out of their 21 games, the Arabians have held the opponent's leading scorer to below their average. So I think that's something to mention here. Preston McCain for Mississinewa is going to have a tough game, and he's going to have to play pretty well if he's going to want to get up to his average and a little bit more against Aaron Cookson and company.
Yeah, but you can't just focus on Preston McCain for the Mississinewa Indians. You have Gannon Smith, who averages 7.8 points per game. You have Kobe Johnson, who averages 9. Keontae Woods, who averages 5. And Jesse Simpkins, who averages 6. Even though he's the only one in double digits, he's not the only one who can go off.
Taking a look here at our conference standings currently for Pendleton Heights. They're coming in at fourth in the Hoosier Heritage. They're 3-3 in the conference, 9-11 overall. They're behind Greenfield Central, who's in first, New Pal, and then Mount Vernon. And then for Mississinewa, they are in the Central Indiana Conference. They are second, just behind Frankton. They're 5-1 in the conference and 11-6 overall. Oak Hill coming in at third place for Central Indiana. And then for the sectional, Arabians last at 0-6. Greenfield Central at first. And then for Mississinewa, a 3A team, they got Belmont at first. But we're going to take a quick break for the national anthem. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by Community Sports and Wellness. Located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, Community Sports and Wellness offers a variety of sports and fitness classes, childcare, parties, and special occasions. More information is available at 765-744-1606 or at communitysw.com. Community Sports and Wellness.
Where does everyone come together to cheer as one, to build traditions, to show pride? High school sports. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Janie Ulmer. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association, and we love how high school sports play a key role in the life of every member of the school community.
That's because high school sports are a special place where everyone shows up to have the team's back.
It's amazing to see the whole community, students and parents, coaches and teachers, come together at the school to cheer on their student athletes.
Celebrating high school sports unites us all, and that experience is essential to the pride and passion of an entire community.
Be a champion of high school sports by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is unity. This is pride. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School on the Arabian Sports Network. If you're just tuning in, we got just about a couple minutes before this afternoon's boys basketball game against the Mississinewa Indians and the Pendleton Heights Arabians. But as they announced the starting lineups for the fans in attendance here this afternoon, we're going to take a look here at the John Harrell predictions. As I mentioned there earlier, John Harrell is predicting Pendleton Heights to win this game 60-42. So despite Pendleton Heights being favored in this matchup, Mississinewa has been having the better season when it comes to record-wise. They're 7-2 on the road, a very good away team. Three of their losses have come on their home floor, oddly enough. Kind of rare to see that. So they're 7-2 when it comes to road games. So this is not necessarily going to be an easy win for the Arabians. They're going to have to come in here playing their best and turn things around coming off of a loss against Muncie Central. But taking center court for the tip-off for the Arabians, it's, of course, Josiah Gustin. And then for Mississinewa, it is going to be the center big man, Kobe Johnson. Pretty even in height. Ball's up, and we are underway. Josiah Gustin wins the tip, and the Arabians are going to get it. Cooper Sims starting off things here at the logo. Fires over to Josiah Gustin, left wing. Gustin, baseline drive, back and down McCain. Cross-court pass to Cooper Sims, drains the triple. Cooper Sims drawing first blood with the three ball. Mississinewa now attacking left to right. Arabians leading 3-0, 30 seconds deep into this thing. McCain to the top of the key, Simpkins with it. Kicks it over to Kobe Johnson. Johnson wide open, three top of the key, too strong, hits the back iron and falls out. Rebounded Josiah Gustin and the Arabians. Sims bounces it to Mazingo, right wing. Entry pass to Seth Arabia, working on the low block. Back outside to Mazingo in the corner. He stepped out of bounds. Turnover by the Arabians there. Evan Mazingo drove his foot. And he was driving inside and drove his foot a bit too far back, as it'll be a turnover there on the Arabians. Mississinewa will get it back, trailing 3-0 with 7 minutes to play in the first. Preston McCain outside to Gannon Smith. Smith hands off to Johnson. Kobe Johnson back to McCain. Pulls up, misses off of the front iron. Rebounded. Misses Sinawa. They're going to reload here. Keontae Woods backs it out. Over to Simpkins at the logo. Back to Kobe Johnson. Johnson guarded by Josiah Gustin. Drives right side. Is blocked. A nice defensive play from Josiah Gustin. Playing straight up. Playing clean and getting the block.
Great defense overall there by the Arabians in that entire possession.
Inbound here now, misses Sinawa from the baseline. They get it to Jesse Simpkins in the corner. Simpkins guarded by Sims with it top of the key. Over to Gannon Smith. Smith crossover jumper from the free throw line. A smooth move from Smith, and he drains the jumper. 3-2 Arabians lead with 6 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the first. Gustin, left wing. Down low to Cookston. Cookston underneath the basket loses it. And the Mississinawa Indians come away with it. Another turnover by the Arabians. That's two now. Back-to-back possessions for Pendleton High. It's a backdoor cut. Finds Gannon Smith. Pump fakes and gets it up and in. A nice move from Gannon Smith. He's up the four.
Gannon Smith working against Seth Arabia and Evan Mazingo. Gets Seth Arabia off his feet and make that jump, make that layup.
4-2-3, Mississinawa leading for the first time this afternoon. Josiah Gustin gets it down low, back out. Evan Mazingo with an open left wing three, in and out. No good, a nice box out there, but physical. Preston McCain boxing out Josiah Gustin, and Mississinawa comes away with it. On the other end, Kobe Johnson misses the acrobatic layup. Cooper Sims with the open three in the corner on the other end. This one's no good. Rebounded by Johnson. Mississinawa quickly the other way now. Johnson's going to want to slow things down. With it, right wing, guarded by Laravia. Over to McCain. Thought about the three from the volleyball line. Doesn't take it. Instead, backs it up. And Mississinawa will get a set going here. McCain driving, baseline, blocked. A lot of physical contact there. No foul called. Arabians get the stop. Aaron Cookston on the other end, hooking it up and in. A nice move from Aaron Cookston. Arabians take the lead right back now. 5-4 with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the first. Preston McCain, hand off to Johnson. Kobe Johnson swinging it around, now driving, gets it up. Good defense by Seth Laravia, but even better offense there from Kobe Johnson. And good offense beats good defense, as Mississinawa going to get the lead now, 6-5. Sims circling around to Cookston, right back to Sims at the logo. He's guarded by Gannon Smith. Gets the screen from Josiah Gustin. Finds Seth Laravia top of the key. Driving to the corner. Cookson for three. No good. Rebounded Mississinawa. Three missed threes by the Arabians here in the first. They're 1-for-4. Kobe Johnson left wing. Fires to McCain top of the key. Now back outside to Simpkins. Simpkins for three. Drains it. A spot up triple for Simpkins over Cooper Sims. Now 9-5. Mississinawa leading 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first. Sims gets the screen from Josiah Gustin. Finds Josiah Gustin on the pick and fade. He's driving. Puts up a wild shot. Can't find the bottom of the basket. Rebounded Mississinawa. McCain on the other end. Over to Simpkins. Simpkins to Johnson. Johnson. Basket's waved off at travel. Looks like he pump faked there. Maybe he left his feet. I couldn't tell. A lot of players were there on the ball. So it's going to be a turnover there on Mississinawa. Arabians will get it right back, trailing by 4 points. Now 5 minutes deep into this first quarter. Sims, left wing. Passes through two screens. Gets it over to Seth Laravia. Now down low. Josiah Gustin fade away. Just shy of the free throw line. This one is off the back iron and no good. Mississinawa rebounds and back on offense. Simpkins, right wing, hands off to McCain. McCain now over to Gannon Smith. Back to McCain for three. Left it short, tipped, rebounded. McCain gets his own miss. A block. That was Keontae Woods with his first shot of the night. Misses, but a foul to follow suit. This is going to be Seth Arabia with his first and the Arabians' first. So Keontae Johnson going to the line for two shots.
Keontae Johnson on the year. 68% from the charity stripe.
Wilson, number 31, Reese Haplinger.
Two players coming in for the Arabians now. It's going to be Isaac Wilson and Reese Kaplinger. They're subbing out, Evan Mazingo and Seth Laravia. Yes. Keontae Johnson makes them both. Keontae Woods makes them both. Sims, left wing, gets it poked. Recovers. Cookson down low to Josiah Gustin. Back out. Reese Kaplinger, an open three. Top of the key. Off the mark. Misfires. Pulled in by Jesse Simpkins and the Indians. Simpkins to McCain. McCain with it at the logo. Over to Woods. Hands off to McCain. McCain left wing to Simpkins. He pulls a deep two. Nails it. Simpkins up to five now, and the Arabians kind of stunned here early. Mrs. Sinawa taking a 13-5 lead with the minute and 37 seconds to play in the first. Gustin to Isaac Wilson. Shot fakes, drives, baseline, has it stolen away from him. Tried to kick it out to Reese Kaplinger, but another turnover by the Arabians instead. On the other end, McCain shot faking fader from the low box, and he hits it. And we got a much-needed timeout here from the Arabians. Mrs. Sinawa coming out, punching the Arabians in the mouth. 15-5, Indians leading with a minute and 17 to play in the first. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Citizens State Bank.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. 15-5 our score. Mrs. Sinawa leading over the Arabians with a minute left to play in the first. Dontrez Braxton checking in for Pendleton Heights over the last timeout by Coach Buck, his first. Arabians on offense, Josiah Gustin to the right wing, right back to Gustin, driving baseline, shot blown off, and a foul on the floor. Is that on Keontae Woods?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Keontae Woods called with the foul. That'll be his first, and the first for Mrs. Sinawa here with a minute left to play in the first. It's on the floor, Arabians inbounding baseline. Gets it into Reese Kaplinger, back outside to Aaron Cookston at the logo. Cookston to the free throw line. Josiah with it. Josiah, spot up jumper, rattles around and falls. Gustin finds the bottom of the net for the first time tonight. Arabians cutting down Mrs. Sinawa's lead 15-7 now with 30 seconds to play in the first. Indians could get the last second shot if they want to here. McCain guarded by Cookston. He's backing it out. 20 now to Johnson. Left backcourt. He's guarded by Josiah Gustin. 7 seconds to play. Johnson driving. Dumps it off. Jackson Ott misses it. Rebounded Arabians, and that'll do it for our first quarter. Mrs. Sinawa coming out on top when it comes to scoring there. Our score after one, 15-7, Mrs. Sinawa leading. We're going to take a quick break. Second quarter up next on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials and treatments, teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. 15-7 our score. Mississinawa leading over the Pendleton Heights Arabians for this afternoon's boys basketball matchup. We're already underway here in the first. Mississinawa with it. Josiah Gustin got a blocked shot there, but Mississinawa recovered. McCain going to drive here on the main lane and get the floater to fall. McCain up to four as Mississinawa will climb back to their 10-point lead. Arabians back on offense going right to left. Josiah Gustin down low to Laravia. Laravia finishes at the rack for two.
Great pass there by Josiah Gustin to Seth Laravia over three Mississinawa players.
Over to Gene Johnson. He checked in for Mississinawa after the first quarter. Back outside to McCain. McCain pulling the deep triple. No good. Rebounded Cooper Sims. Arabians on the other end. Mazingo near corner. Back to Sims. Looking. Sims. Guarded by Kobe Johnson. Spins out of it. Driving to Seth Laravia. Laravia finds it off of the glass. Laravia with back-to-back baskets. Now a 6-point lead for Mississinawa.
Great move there by Seth Ray to get around his opponent, get to that easy layup.
Preston McCain, top of the key. Over to Jesse Simpkins. Now to Kobe Johnson. Finds McCain off of the off-ball screen. McCain, right wing, guarded by Cookson. Johnson, top of the key, triple. Drains it. Ajin Johnson finding the bottom of the net there for three. 20-11 now. Mississinawa leading 2 minutes deep into the second quarter. Cooper Sims, left wing, hands off to Cookson, fires over to Josiah Gustin, top of the key, and a foul called. Coach Brooks, though, not too mad with the foul as he's cheering on their Jackson Ott. Likes the physicality, but that'll be his first and the first for Mississinawa this quarter. This will be on the floor. Aaron Cookson inbounding just right of Mississinawa's bench. Cooper Sims gets it off of the inbound. Sims to Josiah Gustin, top of the key. Gustin, crossover, driving, spinning, fader. Basket no good, but the foul. Jackson Ott, back-to-back fouls. The first on the floor, this one shooting. So Josiah Gustin will go to the line for two shots, and that'll be Jackson Ott's second and Mississinawa's second.
Josiah on the year from the charity stripe, 76%.
Gustin up to 2 points this evening, but four blocks so far. Having a great night on the defensive end. Great afternoon, excuse me. Gustin makes his first. We got Keontae Woods checking back in for Mississinawa, taking out Jackson Ott. Second one for Josiah Gustin is up and no good, but an offensive rebound. Arabians reload. Josiah takes a quick shot. That is off the mark. Too strong there. Rebounded Gannon Smith. So the Arabians get 1 point off of that possession there. And Mississinawa will get it back. McCain, near wing, to Johnson, top of the key. Kobe Johnson, guarded by Seth Laravia, driving right side. Looking. finds Woods. Back to Kobe Johnson. Now to McCain. McCain is sent back. Rejected there from Josiah Gustin as you hear the PA. Block number five for the big man.
Number five. 3 minutes into the second quarter also.
It'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Josiah Gustin and the Arabians. Mrs. Enwall will keep it. McCain gets it off of the inbound. McCain wants to get a play set up here. Guarded by Seth Arabia. Over to Gannon Smith. Smith driving right side. This one is no good. Rebounded Arabians. Cooper Sims quickly the other way. A lot of contact, no good, but Josiah Gustin crashes the board. Gets the offensive rebound, puts it back up and in. Gustin's up to five off of the putback basket. 20-14, Mississinawa leading by 6 points with 4 minutes and 30 seconds of play. Kobe Johnson gets it off of the baseline cut. Back outside to Gannon Smith, far corner. Smith stuck on the baseline, kicks it out. Keontae Woods is going to want to restart. Over to Kobe Johnson. Johnson, crossover. Hands off to Gene Johnson. Gene lost his footing, no travel called, and Mississinawa is going to reset once again. McCain, left wing, over to Kobe Johnson, top of the key, three, finds the bottom of the net. Kobe Johnson from downtown, and a timeout from Mississinawa to follow suit. 23-14, Indians leading over the Arabians with 4 minutes to play in the first half. We're going to take a quick break with them. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials, eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
23-14 our score. Pendleton Heights trailing the Mississinawa Indians for this afternoon's boys basketball matchup. Arabians with the ball coming out of the Mississinawa timeout. Aaron Cookson hands off to Cooper Sims. Sims to Evan Mazingo. Gets the double screen over to Laravia on the pick and fade. Laravia step back triple on the way. Drains it. Seth Laravia with a big three ball there. He's up to seven, and the Arabians respond. Mississinawa hit the three just before the timeout. The Arabians fire right back with a three of their own. On the other end, McCain dumps it off to Woods down low. Woods working on Laravia. Great defense there from Seth Laravia, the senior, and the Arabians are going to get it off of the bad miss. Seth Laravia on the other end is fouled. It's going to be Keontae Woods with the whistle. This will be on the floor, so the Arabians will now inbound baseline left.
Foul call number 40, Keontae Woods, his second team foul.
Keontae Woods is trying to move Seth Laravia on that possession, just couldn't move him at all.
Yeah. That'll be the first for Woods and the third for Mississinawa this quarter. Arabians with no fouls this quarter. Sims, baseline inbound, looking, dumps it off to Aaron Cookson underneath the basket. He's tripped, and the foul coming in. Before the whistle was even blown, Aaron Cookson was kind of throwing up his hands like, come on, I got tripped, but it came in a bit late there, so yet another foul on the floor here. This one will be against McCain, his first. Evan Mazingo will now inbound baseline, and a warning here on Mississinawa. Coach Brooks talking to the refs, and he gets the warning. So four team fouls for the for Mississinawa, as well as the warning, as Evan Mazingo drains the corner three. He was the inbound man. He gave it to Josiah Gustin, and Gustin gave it right back. Cleared some space for him, and then Mazingo finished the job with the triple. Now just a three-point lead for Mississinawa. Back-to-back threes there for the Arabians. Kobe Johnson finds Gannon Smith on the nice cut. A nice play drawn up there by Mississinawa. Led to a wide open Gannon Smith on the left side of the basket. He finished at the rack for a pair of points.
Gannon Smith now up to 6 points for the night.
25-20, Mississinawa leading with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the second. Evan Mazingo, right wing, to Seth Laravia, top of the key, down low to Josiah Gustin, back outside, Mazingo for three, bang! Evan Mazingo, just shy of the volleyball line, sinking the deep three. Back-to-back-to-back triples from the Arabians, two of them coming from Evan Mazingo. Arabians getting it going on the offensive end, now just a two-point ball game. Mississinawa back on offense, going left to right. Josiah Gustin gets tripped. Kobe Johnson with the wide open three misses, but an offensive board here from Dilks, and Dilks is going to get fouled on his way up after the offensive board. He misses, but he'll go to the line for two shots. So Deacon Dilks, the senior who checked in on the past dead ball, will go to the line for a pair of free throws.
Deacon Dilks on the year, 55% from the free throw line.
First one up and good. So 26-23, our score. Mississinawa leading with one free throw remaining here from Dilts. Dontrez Braxton checking in for Cooper Sims. And Isaac Wilson checking in for Evan Mazingo. So both guards going to get switched out for the Arabians. Dilts makes them both. By the way, that foul there was on Aaron Cookson for the Arabians, his first and the first of the quarter for Pendleton Heights. Isaac Wilson, right wing. Over to Laravia, guarded by Gannon Smith, top of the key. Smith over to Cookson, left wing. Finds Josiah Gustin, top of the key, driving back out to a wide open Dontrez Braxton. Braxton, the three ball is in and out from the right wing, but an offensive board from Josiah Gustin. He misses the putback shot. And the Mississinawa Indians recover. 27-23, Indians back on offense with the lead. McCain at the logo, guarded by Cookson. Left wing, Kobe Johnson, back to the top of the key. Down to Kobe Johnson. Johnson getting things set up here for the Indians. A minute to play in the second. Mississinawa leading 27-23. Kobe Johnson is kind of sitting with it here in the backcourt, guarded by Josiah Gustin. He takes action, drives, right wing. Josiah Gustin denies him. Crossover, step back. Great defense here from Josiah. 30 seconds now. Johnson still just kind of one-on-one with Josiah Gustin here on the right wing. I think at this point, you might want to take a last-second shot. He started with this possession without a minute to play, and I thought, you know, they were going to kind of hurry with it, but instead, looks like they're going to take last second here. Kobe Johnson driving is blocked. Aaron Cookson recovers. Arabians on the other end. 5 seconds to Dontrez Braxton. Thought about the three. Instead drives. Gets up the layup. Finds it. Dontrez Braxton ending the first quarter with a layup. Arabians coming back after a rough first quarter. The score at the halftime break. Mississinawa leading with 27. Pendleton Heights with 25. We're going to take a short break when we come back. Lucas Williams was able to sit down with our social media director here at 91.7 WEEM, Layla Reef, for our halftime interview. That'll be up next after the break on the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Where does everyone come together to cheer as one, to build traditions, to show pride? High school sports. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Janie Ulmer. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association, and we love how high school sports play a key role in the life of every member of a school community.
That's because high school sports are a special place where everyone shows up to have the team's back.
It's amazing to see the whole community, students and parents, coaches and teachers, come together at the school to cheer on their student athletes.
Celebrating high school sports unites us all, and that experience is essential to the pride and passion of an entire community.
Be a champion of high school sports by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is unity. This is pride. This is your IHSAA.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turn my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. We welcome you to the halftime interview here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. I'm Lucas Williams, and joining me is Layla Reeve, who is the social media director for WEEM. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So how did you start WEEM?
I first started radio freshman year. I took the intro class, which is what you have to take to be in the advanced staff, which is what I'm in now. That's the class that actually goes on the air and produces all the content and all those things. So I first started freshman year taking the intro class and then just stuck with it and continued growing and being in social media. So that's how I'm here now.
So you are the social media director. So what does your day-to-day work look like?
So my radio periods, I'm lucky enough to have radio first period, so I can come in right in the morning, get things done. I usually come in first period, obviously, and then check all the social media. So that includes Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. I don't really check YouTube or Facebook that often because that's not really kind of needed as often. But definitely Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok are my top three when I first come in the morning. Check all those. And then also people work in my staff, so then I have to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. They know what they're doing. If they need help, then I have to help them. So just come in, check the social medias, do what I need to get done.
So you were mentioning some of the social media. So what are some of the platforms that you're on, and what do you do on each one of them?
So we're on five different platforms: Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Facebook, we post occasionally. We aren't as active on Facebook as we want to be, but we'll get there. YouTube is our longer videos. So our sports highlight videos, sports recap, podcast videos, all of those go on YouTube. Instagram, we are very active on Instagram. That's probably what we're most active on. And that's going to be like our question of the days. We make promos. We post those on Canva. Just update and inform people what's going on in the station, in the campus, and around the community. And then Twitter is more like our news base when it comes to scores for basketball games. We always post those on Twitter, and we have been posting those on our Instagram stories more recently. So we do that. And then when it comes to TikTok, those are just the funnier, shorter videos that you just post for content.
All right. So kind of switching up the topic, the IASB contest is coming up pretty soon. So can you give a little explanation of what it is?
Yes. So the IASB contest is the Indiana Association for Student Broadcasters, and everyone in radio has been preparing for this. There's different categories of things that you can submit. So radio, sports, news, and video. There's a whole bunch of different categories, things that you can get judged for. And so right now, everybody in radio is just like compiling their contest entries and what they want to submit. I know that personally, I am doing three things. So I'm doing a radio show, spot production, and a radio spot production. So the radio show, it's just with what we do. We do voice tracking for the Arabian Stampede, which is the morning show that I do. And then we submitted that. And then the spot production is like a 30-second commercial. So we're working on that still right now. And then the radio spot production is still like a 30-second to 60-second PSA or commercial, but it's radio-based. So the ISB competition, everyone in radio is working for that. And you can win in place in the state. And last year, we won number one social media. So we're submitting another one for that too, I forgot to mention. And then Dawson, who is our sports director, he actually won number one sports play-by-play for football, I believe. So we're just trying to win state titles, and yeah.
Well, yeah, that's really nice. So is this more of an individual thing or work in a group kind of thing?
So you can do individual or you can work together. It just depends on, again, there's a whole bunch of different categories. So it depends on what you are going to submit for what category. They have regulations on it. Some things you can work with others, but then some things it has to be yourself, but just, again, depends on what you want to do.
All right, so that is all the time we have today. So when we come back, Dawson and Michael will discuss the first half of the game. Thank you, Layla, for joining me. And you are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEN.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network halftime show. If you're just tuning in, alongside Ryan Davis, I'm Dawson Peril. Score at our halftime break: Mississinawa leading against the Pendleton Heights Arabians 27-25. After the first quarter, Pendleton Heights was trailing 15-7. Mississinawa came out there and really caught the Arabians off guard. I think the largest lead Mississinawa has was 10 or 12 points there. That came at the beginning of the second quarter, but the Arabians kind of cut down the lead quite a bit to only 2 points. They're really late in the second quarter. We saw three straight triples for the Arabians midway through the second, and that really gave them made this score where it's at. Taking a look now at our first half stats, starting off with the Arabians leading them in scoring. It was Seth Arabia. He had 7. He was perfect from the field, 2 for 2 from inside the arc, and 1 for 1 from three-point range. Following him, it was Evan Mazingo. He had 6. He had 2 threes there in that first half. Josiah Gustin had 5. Cooper Sims had a triple. And then Dontrez Braxton and Aaron Cookson had 2 each. And then for Mississinawa, leading them in scoring, it was Gannon Smith. He had 6 points, and all of those, if I am correct, came from the first quarter. He was 3 for 5 from inside of the arc. Jesse Simpkins, along with Kobe Johnson, had 5 each. Preston McCain with 4. Ajin Johnson had a 3 there in the first quarter. And then Jacobs and Diltz each with 2 points in the first. Taking a look here at some of the team statistics to point out for the Arabians and Mississinawa. For the Indians, they had 6 offensive rebounds there in that first half. I'm sure the Arabians would like to see that number a bit lower compared to the Pendleton Heights 3 offensive rebounds. And then when it comes to the fouls, I think that's something Mississinawa could fix up a bit. They had 5 fouls there, 4 of them coming in that second quarter, so they were just 1 foul away from putting the Arabians in the bonus pretty early in the second quarter. And then for Pendleton Heights, they only had 2 fouls, so a great night for Pendleton Heights, but maybe be a bit more aggressive, right? You see those 2 fouls, and sure, that's good, but I think it can also be a sign that you're not really playing aggressive enough defense.
Yeah, I mean, I think I want to go to another thing for turnovers for the Arabians. Those 3 turnovers that they had the entire first half were from, I would say, 5 minutes into the first quarter. After that, really cleaned it up. As you said, the offensive rebounds for them, I think, is the biggest thing they need to worry about right now.
All right, but with that being said, we're going to take one last quick break. Don't you guys go anywhere. Second half play up next on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 91.7WEEM.org. Again, that is 91.7WEEM.org.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School. Starting off the third quarter, Arabians trailing Mississinawa 27-25. Arabians will start with it on offense, now going left to right. Josiah Gustin gets it off the inbound over to Evan Mazingo. Step back, top of the key, over to Cooper Sims now. Sims guarded by Kobe Johnson. Spinning around. Sims, right wing, low entry pass to Josiah Gustin, finds Evan Mazingo on the nice cut. Mazingo can't find the bottom of the net on the layup. He was pretty open there, but a bit too open, as the Arabians will start off the second half with a miss, as Mississinawa back on offense. McCain, who has been playing 100% of the game, hasn't seen the bench yet with it. Left wing, he takes the triple. This one is too short. Rattles over top of the net. Picked up by the Arabians off of the floor. Sims dribbling over to the right, finds Evan Mazingo. Another triple for Mazingo, falls. Mazingo for 3. He's up the 9. All of those points coming from behind the arc. Ravens taking the lead for the first time in quite a while. 28-27 with 7 minutes to play in the second quarter. A backdoor cut by Jesse Simpkins as he misses, but fight for the board is going to be picked up off of the floor from Josiah Gustin. Arabians on the other end. Josiah Gustin throwing it down with two hands. He's up to seven, and the Arabians are pushing their lead now to 3 points. Jesse Simpkins at the logo. Over to Gannon Smith. Smith guarded by Mazingo. Moving it around. Simpkins back to Woods. Woods to Smith now, left wing. Smith driving, hands off to Kobe Johnson. He was open there, doesn't take the three, instead drives right side and is blocked from Josiah Gustin. He had three blocks there in the first half, now up to four.
It's hard to try to get a shot over Josiah with his height.
Yeah.
Being 6'8".
And I think maybe three of his blocks, maybe two, have been against Kobe Johnson. Johnson, far corner, fires to Simpkins. Simpkins resets at the logo. Simpkins tried to find Gannon Smith on the awkward pass. It's going to be picked off by the Arabians. Mazingo going to get credited with the steal. Cookston, right wing to Mazingo. Now to Sims at the logo. Cooper Sims between the rings. Finds Evan Mazingo, right wing. Bounce pass to Josiah Gustin. Josiah Gustin down low. Finishes with the right hand on the easy layup there. Back-to-back baskets from Josiah Gustin. Arabians coming out firing in the second half. Now leading 32-27. Going on a 7-0 run here in this second half. Preston McCain over to Simpkins. To Kobe Johnson now, gets the screen. Johnson driving, finds a wide open Woods, and Evan Mazingo. That's a jump ball. How about that? Evan Mazingo going up strong against Woods and didn't let him even get a bit of a shot up. This will be a jump ball is going to be the call. So it will go to Mississinawa. His possession arrow favors the Indians. Kobe Johnson inbounds to Jesse Simpkins. Far corner, right back to Kobe Johnson. Johnson to Simpkins. Now to Kobe Johnson. Guarded by Aaron Cookston. To McCain, a three ball. Drains it. Seth Aravia got a hand up, but McCain still ice cold as he drains the triple. We got a timeout to follow suit by Mississinawa. 32-30. Ravens leading just under 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get some more play going on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Angle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twisted Soda Bar.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Arabians with possession as we come back from the Mississinawa timeout. Evan Mazingo misses the triple. It'll go out of bounds off of the rebound. Tipped out of bounds by Aaron Cookston in the Arabians. So Mississinawa will get it back, trailing 32-30 with 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. McCain will walk it up the hardwood for the Indians. Lofts it up the Woods. Far elbow. Woods guarded by Seth Aravia. Hands it off right back to McCain. Now to the corner. Simpkins take the three. It hits the side of the backboard. A wild miss there from Simpkins. Rebounded Cooper Sims and the Arabians. Laravia on the other end. Finds Evan Mazingo. Takes a step up to a deep two, and he misses that one. So Mississinawa will recover, and Indians back on offense going right to left. Kobe Johnson drives baseline. Back out. Fader, a nice move, and sinks the bucket. Kobe Johnson putting on some moves here. As he gets the basket to fall there, he's up to seven now. Sims, right wing. Seth Laravia, top of the key. Over to Cookson now. Cookson to Josiah Gusson. Gusson. Fader. He misses it. Fight for the board is picked up by Kobe Johnson. We're all tied up, 32 apiece. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Mississinawa back on offense. Kobe Johnson misses the three on the flat shot. Evan Mazingo, a three of his own, nails it. What a night for Evan Mazingo from behind the arc. Now up to 12 points, all of them coming from the three-point range. On the other end, Gannon Smith driving baseline. Nearly lost his footing. Kept his pivot foot down, but turns it over anyways. Mississinawa will get it right back. Kobe Johnson poking it away from Josiah Gustin. Johnson misses the layup on the other end. It'll go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Arabians. Aaron Cookson tried to save it, and I think his foot was on the sideline when he dove for it. So Mississinawa will get it after that crazy back-and-forth sequence. So 35-32 our score. Pendleton Heights leading with 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the third. Johnson will inbound, far sideline there in the corner. Gets it into a Gene Johnson. Haven't seen him in quite a while. Down low into Jackson Ott, and Ott finishes after the nice entry pass from Gannon Smith. Ott, who we also haven't seen in a while. He got back-to-back fouls there early, took some time on the bench. He gets the basket to fall. Cuts back the lead to 1 point, and we got an offensive foul. Josiah Gustin trying to get around. That was Jackson Ott and Kobe Johnson there, but it's like swept around there. So that'll be the first on Josiah Gustin and the first for the Arabians. By the way, Joe Estes checked in for Seth Laravia on the pass dead ball. So Mississinawa back on offense, trailing by one, going right to left. McCann, left wing, over to Eugene Johnson, top of the key. Bounce pass to Gannon Smith. Smith back to McCain. A three ball here is no good. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll go to the Arabians. The Pendleton Heights, you know, most of their points, at least in the second half, have been coming from behind the arc. We saw a couple threes here from Evan Mazingo. Well, one here in this first half. Mazingo has 12, so for the Arabians, I think at this point, maybe get the points in the paint falling a bit more. Josiah Gustin is going to get fouled. Shot waved off. Foul will be on the floor, so that'll be Preston McCain.
They're not trying to let Josiah Gustin get the ball at all.
Yeah, they are really playing rough under Josiah Gustin. Mazingo inbounds to Josiah Gustin. Gustin driving, kicks it back outside. Sims for three, drains it. Sims, his second three of the night. The Arabians are falling. Keep on taking them. 38-34. Arabians leading by 4 points now with a minute and 30 to play in the third. On the other end, Preston McCain, guarded by Aaron Cookson, driving right side, back out to Ajin. He takes the jumper from the baseline. He misses. Cooper Sims rebounds. Arabians the other way with it. In the corner, Cookson for three. Bang! Cookson. A three of his own. Arabians back-to-back triples now, leading 41-34.
I think the Arabians have missed 1-3 this entire second half.
Preston McCain back out to Johnson. Johnson near backcourt, guarded by Josiah Gustin. Drives right side. Now left. Gets inside. Tried to find Jackson Ott. Nearly turned over. It's recovered by Eugene Johnson. Kobe Johnson with a pump fake. Gets Joe Estes off his feet and finishes off the rim for 2 points. We got a timeout by Mississinawa here. We're going to take a quick break with them. 41-36. Arabians leading with 35.7 seconds to play in the third quarter. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Citizens State Bank.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School. If you're just tuning in, alongside Ryan Davis, I'm Dawson Perrell. 41-36, our score. Arabians leading over the Mississinewa Indians with 35.7 seconds to play for this afternoon, in the third quarter for this afternoon's boys basketball matchup. As we come back from the break, Arabians with possession. Isaac Wilson will come in for Pendleton Heights as he'll inbound. Gets it into Cooper Sims. So 30 seconds to play. The Arabians might want to take a last-second shot here. We'll see how they play this. Sims bounce pass to Joe Estes, left wing. Hands off to Isaac Wilson. Wilson to Sims. Sims with it at the logo, sweeping it around, right to left. Had it poked away. It'll go out of bounds. Last cut touched Kobe Johnson and the Mississinewa Indians, so this will stay down here with Pendleton Heights. Now 13 seconds to play. Cooper Sims drives. Looking. 6 seconds. Cookston with it. Back to Sims. He tries the three. Bullseye. Cooper Sims nailing the three at the end of the quarter. Arabians knocking them down from three-point range in the third, leading 44-36. We're going to take a quick break. Fourth quarter up next on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Angle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twister Soda Bar.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton. They've been serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838. House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning. Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. We're already underway here in the fourth. Cooper Sims will miss the three from the far corner. Rebounded. Arabians, they'll reload as Isaac Wilson will get fouled on the way up. So that'll do it. He'll get fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots. 44-36 our score. Arabians leading with 7 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the fourth. Wilson sinks the first. Checking in now for Pendleton Heights, Dontrez Braxton. He'll check in for Cooper Sims. But the Arabians 5 for 6 from 3-point range in that third quarter. On the night, they're 9 for 15. That's really what's been giving this Arabian, the Arabians their lead at this point, as now it's their largest lead of the night. After Isaac Wilson makes both of the free throws, they get it up to double digits. Now 46-36. Mississinewa back on offense. A foul called. The shot blown off. This will be Isaac Wilson with a reach. It's his first and the first for the Arabians in the fourth. Both teams with one team foul. Mississinewa gets it inbounds to Jackson Ott. Over to Eugene Johnson. Gene Johnson driving, fadeaway jumper from 10 feet out, drains it. Gene Johnson with a nice bucket there. He's up to five.
Yeah, you can't say that was bad defense from Don Tresler. It was good defense, just good move there by Eugene Johnson.
Aaron Cookson on the other end, over to Isaac Wilson at the logo. Wilson finds Dontrez Braxton. Braxton gets the screen from Joe. Back outside, Aaron Cookson. A deep jumper here, no good, but how about Reese Kaplinger with the effort there? Getting the offensive rebound, Arabians reload. Aaron Cookson driving once again, he misses it. It'll go out of bounds, last touch, misses Sinawa. Again, great effort there by Reese Kaplinger on both of those. Well, one of them a rebound, the other one nearly a rebound. The second one, unfortunately, just bounced off of the fingertips of Reese Kaplinger, so Miss Sinawa will get it back. Checking back in for Pendleton Heights, Josiah Gustin, he's subbing out Reese Kaplinger. And Evan Mazingo will check in for Aaron Cookson as well. So the five on the floor right now for Pendleton Heights: Isaac Wilson, Dontrez Braxton, Evan Mazingo, Joe Estes, and Josiah Gustin. Preston McCain with it now for Mississinawa. Finds Gannon Smith on the backdoor cut, and he's going to get fouled at the rim. Joe Estes fell in. Nice defensive play there, but a bit too much contact. So Gannon Smith will go to the line for two shots. Smith entering tonight's game, a 62% free throw shooter, averaging 7.8 points a night. First one rattles around and falls, so now just 1 point away from beating his average when it comes to points. Second one up, and no good. Rebound to Josiah Gustin. 46-39, Pendleton Heights leading. Back on offense now, Arabians with it. Dontrez Braxton has it top of the key to the free throw line. Josiah Gustin gets it. Here comes the double team, man. He is just getting beat up as soon as he gets the ball. A foul called, though a shot was blown off. He missed it anyways, but this will be a foul on the floor. As Arabians will inbound from the baseline, it'll be Cooper Sims, who's the shotman. Cooper looking, tried to find Evan Mazingo in the corner, but the pass is picked off by Preston McCain. On the other end, another pass picked off. This time it's the Arabians getting in front of it, stealing it away from the Indians. And Pendleton Heights will be back on offense, leading 46-39. Isaac Wilson driving, and a timeout called. Joe Buck is going to want to talk things over with his squad. So Pendleton Heights leading 46-39, a 7-point lead for the Arabians with just under 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a quick break with them. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanawright.com. Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court. Scoreboard reads 46-39, Pendleton Heights leading over Mississinawa with 5 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the fourth quarter as we come back from the Coach Buck timeout. Pendleton Heights with the lead and the possession, as they'll inbound here just left of the Pendleton Heights bench. There, so far in this one, Pendleton Heights has been led with a very good three-point night. They were 5-for-6 from three-point range there in the third quarter, and on the night, they are 9-for-15, well, 9-for-16. They missed one there at the very beginning of the fourth, so 9-for-16, still very good percentage, above 50% from three-point range. Cooper Sims, right wing, guarded by Kobe Johnson. Arabian swinging it around the perimeter now. Joe Estes gets it down low to Josiah Gustin. He puts up the jumper from the free throw line. Too strong there. Smacks off the back iron. Kobe Johnson rebounds. Johnson on the other end. Shot faking, spinning, looking. He backs it outside. Jesse Simpkins will reset. Simpkins dumps it off to McCain. McCain, right wing, swinging it around, double screen, gets past him, takes the open three, misses this one, rebounded Evan Mazingo. He got open, Isaac Wilson lost him, but misses the three. Aaron Cooks, or excuse me, Cooper Sims gets it stolen away. Kobe Johnson got it, poked it away from him. Arabians fans wanted a foul, doesn't get one. It's Mississinawa back on offense now. Woods, near corner, top of the key. McCain with it, over to Kobe Johnson. Johnson right wing, to the corner, now down low. Woods working on Joe Estes, fouled him. I think it was clean at first maybe, and then the foul to follow suit, but either way, foul there, and they're going to say it is on the shot. So Keontae Woods will go to the shot for a pair of free throws.
Keontae Woods on the year, 68%.
First one is up and good for Woods.
All of his points have come from the charity stripe. He has three on the night. The afternoon, I mean.
Aaron Cookson will check back in for Pendleton Heights. He's subbing out Joe Estes. Joe Estes now with two fouls after that last one there. Keontae Woods misses his second. So he goes 1-for-2 on that trip. Now 3-for-4 from the free throw line on the night. Arabians back on offense, leading by 6 points with 4 minutes to play. Cooper Sims right wing to Aaron Cookson. Back to Sims. Sims will reset here at the logo. Swings it around left side. Tevin Mazingo, he takes the three, nails it. Evan Mazingo with another triple. He is on fire now to 15 points, all of them coming from three-point range. 49-40. Arabians lead by 9 now with 4 minutes to play. Kobe Johnson and Mississinawa with it to our left. Woods working on Seth down low. Got the post hook. Good defense by Seth, but Woods with a nice post hook there as he finds the bottom of the net. Sims will walk it up the hardwood for Pendleton Heights. Once again, he's guarded by Kobe Johnson. Poked out. Kobe Johnson got a hand on it. Cooper Sims recovers. Kobe Johnson, very good defender. Cy Gustin with it, top of the key, perimeter. Bounced off the back of Seth Aravia, but Evan Mazingo is there to recover. Bit of a miscommunication there. But the Arabians are going to, again, recover and reset. Laravia at the logo. Over to Cooper Sims. Sims bounces it to Evan Mazingo. Mazingo gets the screen, drives baseline. Cross-court pass over to Cooper Sims. He drives baseline on the other end and misses the layup at the rack. Rebound to Mississinawa.
Great defense there by Mississinawa.
McCain on the other end. Blocked. How about that defense from Aaron Cookson? McCain gets it right back, though. Nice block from Aaron Cookson, but Mississinawa will get another shot at it. Kobe Johnson, spot up three, misses it, and a foul. Oh, man. Aaron Cookson, it looks like, was trying to box out, and I think his arm was higher up. McCain got around him, and he just kind of clotheslined him. So that's foul number 4 for Pendleton Heights this quarter. Didn't even see that number get so high. We got a timeout here for Mississinawa. Arabian still leading, but Mississinawa not fading away. 49-42, Pendleton Heights with a 7-point lead with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC. Located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton, Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
Welcome you back to this afternoon's boys basketball matchup against the Mississinawa Indians and the Pendleton Heights Arabians. 49-42 our score. Pendleton Heights leading with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the fourth. Coming back from the Mississinawa timeout, Pendleton Heights will have Cooper Sims, Evan Mazingo, Aaron Cookson, Seth Aravia, and Josiah Gustin out there, also known as their starters. Looks like Mississinawa will also stick to their starting lineup here with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. But this possession pretty critical here. Not too many possessions left, and it'll knock off the foot of Josiah Gustin. Kobe Johnson maybe did that on purpose. I'm not entirely sure. The clock was kind of winding down on his five seconds, I think. But either way, another inbound from the same spot. Kobe Johnson gets it into McCain. McCain over to Simpkins. Simpkins drains the triple, nothing but net. That's a big three there for Mississinawa. It makes this a four-score game. It's Cooper Sims with it for Pendleton Heights the other way. Aaron Cookson now with the logo to Cooper Sims, far sideline. Here comes the trap and a timeout by Joe Buck there. So 49-45 our score. A minute 54 seconds to play in the fourth. We'll stay right here, though. Pendleton Heights so far tonight has been fueled by a very impressive three-point performance. Shooting very well, but again, Mississinawa just has never really faded. They had control of the game really up until that third quarter where Pendleton Heights took over. The largest lead we saw from Pendleton Heights was 10 points, not too deep in the fourth quarter. So Mississinawa, again, they just haven't faded away, and they've stuck with it, and it's a close game this evening. That's what I mentioned. I mean, Pendleton Heights is projected to win this game heading into it. Mississinawa, a 3A school. They have the better record, but haven't faced necessarily the better opponents, and they've come out here and I think kind of shocked the Arabians.
Yeah, they're such a quick team, and I don't think the Arabians were ready for that.
Yeah.
A lot of movement from them on the offensive side and just stuck with them on defense.
49-45, Arabians leading with a minute 50 to play in the fourth. Sims over to Evan Mazingo, now down low to Josiah Gustin, right back out to Evan Mazingo, now cross-court pass, Aaron Cookson for three, buries it, Aaron Cookson knocking down the triple, 52-45 now, Aaron Cookson responds with a three of his own, and Arabians get their seven-point lead right back. On the other end, Jesse Simpkins driving right side, puts up a wild shot, that's no good, good defense from Cooper Sims staying in front of his man. Arabians recover. Now a minute 16 to play. Josiah Gustin gets it down low over to Seth Laravia. Laravia goes up and lays it off of the glass. And quickly the other way, a foul. This is going to be a foul against Aaron Cookson again. Mississinawa kind of launched right back into the offensive end, and Aaron Cookson with a foul there, and that's personal foul number one for Cookson. That's what the scoreboard reads, but I don't think that's right.
I think it's three.
There you go, correctly. Yeah, that's his third. And with that, that's team foul number five for Pendleton Heights. That'll put Mississinawa in the two-shot bonus. So going to the line now, it is McCain. He drains the first. And Mississinawa, you know, we've seen it here tonight firsthand. They're a good team, but not necessarily from the free throw line. A lot of their better players, 65% from McCain, 73% from Johnson, that's all right. Dilts shooting 53%, Ott 67. So as a team, not necessarily the best, but McCain proving that wrong as he knocks them both down there pretty much effortlessly, both of them hitting the bottom of the net. Sims gets it past half court successfully. Seth Laravia now with it near corner and a foul off the ball. Woods fouled Josiah Gustin. Gustin hit the hardwood and the foul came to follow suit. So that'll be Woods fourth. Yeah, he's one foul away from fouling out. And on top of that, team foul number three for Mississinawa. So then now they only have two fouls to give, really one foul, before they put the Arabians in the bonus. Sims gets it down low to Gustin. Gustin lays it up and in immediately off of the inbound. Nice basket there from Pendleton Heights. Pushed their lead up to 9 points. Quickly the other way. McCain, a blocking foul on Aaron Cookson. He's kind of shocked there. Wanted the charge, but McCain missed the shot. But again, got the blocking call. So he'll go to the line for two shots now. So McCain once again had two free throws in the last possession. Made them both, and he'll be right back for two more shots. That was Aaron Cookson's third. That looks like that's what they're talking. I bet that's what they're discussing, because it seems to me there's been a lot of miscommunication on Aaron Cookson's fouls. Still no scoreboard. Still hasn't shown it. There we go. Four fouls. So, four fouls for Aaron Cookston. One foul away from fouling out, and Arabians have put Mississinawa on the bonus already. So, team foul at this point is pretty much doesn't matter. McCain misses the second, makes the first. So he goes one for two on that trip. Evan Mazingo on the other end. Arabians successfully cross half court despite Mississinawa's half court press. 30 seconds to play now, and we enter the fouling game. Arabians leading currently 56-48, an 8-point lead for Pendleton Heights. Now, Mississinawa still has another foul to give, so we'll have to, Arabians will have to inbound here. They successfully do to Josiah Gustin. 30 seconds. And here comes the foul.
That is his fifth. Keontae Woods is fouled out.
Yeah, Keontae Woods is kind of looking around like, why did I have to do that? So he'll be fouled out, take a seat on the bench as Eugene Johnson will come in for him. But for the meantime, Josiah Gustin at the free throw line for a pair.
He is 76% on the year from the charity stripe.
His first one is up and good.
It's now up to 12 points on the night.
And this is where you want your seniors. And he had 1,000 points. Look at that.
1,000.
Josiah Gustin hitting the 1,000-point club. Coming off of a free throw. But on top of that, Pendleton Heights going to push their lead to 9 points now, as you can hear the crowd cheering for him. That's a rare club. That's a rare, rare.
Not, you rarely see that in high school basketball, especially for a career for high school. 1,000 points is a great thing to see. And he was just trying to get on with the game. He wasn't wanting to celebrate right then. He wanted to celebrate after the game.
Second free throw here is up. No good. 57-48, Pendleton Knights leading by 9. Quickly the other way, Kobe Johnson thought about the 3, lost it. He pump faked, and I think Josiah Gustin poked it out on his way back down. But they're going to get it back off of a steal. Mississinawa for 3. This is Eugene Johnson. He misses. A loose ball. Fight for it. Josiah Gustin comes away with it, and he's fouled. A nice job by Josiah Gustin. Kobe Johnson had a good grip on that ball, and Josiah Gustin came in there and ripped it out of his grip. And then we got a foul to follow suit. So Josiah Gustin will go to the line for 2 shots now. 6.9 seconds to play. This one pretty much wrapped up. A 9-point lead for the Arabians. So Arabians will advance to 10-11. They hit double digits wins on the season. And Mississinawa will fall to 11-7. But for the meantime, Josiah Gustin at the line for 2 shots yet again. For his previous trip, he was 1 for 2. First one falls, and that's 1,001 points now for Josiah Gustin on the career. And, of course, Josiah Gustin played varsity ball for pretty much all 4 of his high school years. Freshman year, didn't play too much, at least nowhere near as much as he plays currently. But Josiah Gustin will take a seat on the bench. You can hear the standing ovation for him. But on the other end, McCain will get up the shot. That's no good. It'll go out of bounds, and they're going to say that's it. So that'll do it. Pendleton Heights coming away with the win, but not necessarily as easy as they would like. 59-48, our final score. A good effort from both teams here this afternoon, but Pendleton Heights with a good effort down the stretch. Coming away out of this close game, which we've known the Arabians have struggled with all season in these close scenarios, but this time they come away with the W. They advance to 10-11 on the year. Mississinawa drops to 11-6. They take their 3rd loss on the road on the year, and Pendleton Heights now above 500 when it comes to their home record with 5-4. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Ryan and I will break down our final stats for this evening's match here on the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by Community Sports and Wellness. Located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, Community Sports and Wellness offers a variety of sports and fitness classes, childcare, parties, and special occasions. More information is available at 765-744-1606 or at communitysw.com. Community Sports and Wellness.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rollins House and Falk Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rollins House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. Rollins House and Falk Creek Retirement Village.
What makes education-based athletics in Indiana different from other youth sports programs?
Our coaches genuinely care about their student-athletes as people, not just as athletes. And their top priority is teaching and mentoring, not winning and losing.
Our student-athletes play for the love of the game. They have pride in their school and community. They want to represent something bigger than themselves.
Our parents and fans know the student-athletes on the team. They've seen them grow up and care about them. They paint their faces, pack the stands, and cheer loud and proud. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. High school sports in Indiana couldn't be more different from other youth sports programs.
And we wouldn't have it any other way. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is passion you won't find anywhere else. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show. If you're just tuning in, final score for the evening, 59-48. Pendleton Heights coming away with the win against the Mississinewa Indians. Pendleton Heights advancing to 10-11 on the season. Mississinewa dropping to 11-7. As we wait for our stats here, taking a look just overall at this game for Pendleton Heights. As I was mentioning, as soon as the game finished up, it was a close game. You know, both teams played very hard. Mississinewa came out there early and kind of caught the Arabians off guard. Pendleton Heights was projected to win this game by nearly 20 points, but after the first quarter, Mississinewa was leading 15-7, and even after the second quarter, the Mississinewa Indians were still on top. It was only by 2 points, but a lead nonetheless. And then there in the third quarter, we saw the Arabians really come alive, especially from beyond the arc. They were 5-for-6 from three-point range in the third quarter alone, and that gave them the ability to take a 44-36 lead at the end of the third quarter. And then finally, there in the fourth, the Arabians capped off the job despite Mississinewa really never fading away. You know, they stuck with it despite Pendleton Heights at one point leading by 10, I think maybe even 12 points, and they stuck with them. And but the Arabians, I think, came out on top, of course. And as I mentioned, Arabians this season has had really trouble coming away with close games. Now, some of them, I think, were better games than others. Of course, you look at that Greenfield Central game, that buzzer beater. Of course, that one was a really bitter way to end the season, but you can't really do much about that. But there have been games where the Arabians have an opportunity to win a close game, and they just can't. So I think this is a big win for the Arabians in the sense that it was a close game down the stretch. Mississinewa had several chances to win it, but they held off the Indians and came away with the win.
Yeah, it was a very physical game down low, especially fighting for every single rebound. I don't think there was one spot where Mississinewa didn't play 100%. Yeah. And even the Arabians played 100% the entire time. I think it was a great game entirely from the Arabians. Josiah with 14, Seth with 9, Evan Mazinga with 15, all of those coming from beyond the arc. Mm-hmm. You also have Aaron Cookson with 8, Cooper Sims with 9, all of those coming from beyond the arc also.
Yeah, as you're mentioning, three-point scoring, especially for guys like Evan Mazingo, Cooper Sims, and Aaron Cookston, that they were knocking them down from three-point range this afternoon. But you mentioned Josiah Gustin was leading scoring for the Arabians, but on top of that, he had a very, very good game from the defensive end. A handful of blocks, I think his total was 5 or 6 there total, and you know, it's not crazy outrageous for Josiah Gustin. We see him do that, but that's above his average, so He had a good night on both ends of the floor. And then Seth LaRavia, something that I've seen out of him in these past couple weeks, he's been very efficient. You know, his shooting percentages are very, very good, but he still gets the ball in the net. So he's very smart with his shots, but he's still, at the end of the day, getting points on the scoreboard for Pendleton Heights. And then you take a look at Mississinewa. You saw Preston McCain. He had 9 points. Kobe Johnson, he had 9 points. Kobe Johnson, he impressed me quite a bit. Only a junior. Very, very, very good, especially on the defensive end. I mean, he was very physical, 100% of the game, and he was in there quite a bit. For example, against Cooper Sims, I think there was a number of times he got nearly a steal, poked it out of Cooper Sims' reach. But he had a great night, and again, Mississinewa played real, real hard, but Pendleton High is just coming away with the win, and a good win at that. You got 3 games left on your regular season schedule. Your next one will be against Newcastle on the 13th, then Heritage Christian on the 22nd, and coming off of a loss against Muncie Central, I think the Arabians are hoping that they could, again, get back on the winning side of things and then use this win to get some momentum going against a tough conference matchup. I mean, although Newcastle isn't necessarily a top team in the conference, they're last right now at 1-5 in the conference, 9-10 overall. That's a conference game, and no matter who it's going to be against, a Hoosier Heritage matchup is going to be tough. So I think that's going to be a big matchup for the Arabians, and then that Heritage Christian game to follow suit. It's your last game of the regular season schedule, and I think a lot of teams at that point could get a bit too hasty about sectionals, and you're focusing on sectionals and not focusing on the game at hand. So I think both of the games left for Pendleton Heights could be close, and I think hopefully use this one as some momentum for those games to follow up.
Yeah, Newcastle's a very tough team to play against. Very physical down lows, as I've seen. But then also you got a lot of the people on this team who's ready to play Newcastle. They didn't play their best last year. I think they're ready to play them this year.
All right, but with that being said, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by head coach, Coach Buck, for Pendleton Heights on the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEM.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, final score for this evening, 59-48. Pendleton Heights coming on top over the Mississinewa Indians and advancing to 10-11 on the year. We're joined here now by head coach for the Arabians, Coach Buck. But Coach, it was a great win here this evening. You got the job done. Not necessarily the easiest win. You know, Mississinewa stuck with it. So overall, coming out of this game, what are your first reactions? What did you see out there from your boys?
I'm happy the way that we bounced back after a very slow first quarter, which has kind of been our MO in certain games. Battled back. Our defense was very, very slow, very sluggish in that first quarter. Got out-rebounded at halftime. Second chance points were, they were winning that battle by, I think it was like 14-2 in second chance points, just effort. But the way we battled back late in the second quarter and then the entire second half, very proud of this young man. Had great balance. You know, Josiah Gustin had 14. Seth had 9. Evan Mazingo, that's like the third game in a row that he shot it extremely well. He ended up with 15. Aaron Cookton shooting it well, playing, once again, great defense, had 8. And then Coop ended up with 9 points. Overall, shot it extremely well, particularly in the second half behind the arc. We were 11 of 18. You know, LaRavia was 1 of 1. Evan was 5 of 7. Aaron Cookston was 2 of 3, and then Coop was 3 of 5. So when that ball goes in from outside the arc, good things happen. Had we shot the ball like that at Muncie,
yep,
you know, we come away with a win there, but unfortunately Muncie shot well above 70% for the game behind the arc. So that was the difference there.
Yeah, and you mentioned there that three-point shooting, one of the many reasons you guys came away with the win this evening. Was that simply the shots were falling, or is it really deeper than that? Where was the root of that?
Well, I thought we had extra passes tonight. I thought we moved the ball extremely well. We had some great flare screens for those threes. We ran some sets out of the quarter, out of timeout. At halftime, we came out, ran sets where we got the flare and players knocked down the screen. And then it's always critical, you know, when you run those plays, someone has to pass the ball. And we've often had players open when we run sets. And we throw poor passes and don't end up getting the shot, even though the player should have. So good assist tonight to make those threes drop.
Yeah, one last question here. You got two games left on the regular season. The first against Newcastle here this upcoming Tuesday. Newcastle, of course, a conference matchup. That'll be tough. And then Heritage Christian on the road on the 22nd. So how do you use this win to carry some momentum here on the bottom stretch of the regular season and then into sectionals?
Well, we wanted to get on a five-game stretch, winning streak in the month of February. We fell short on that at Muncie. We talked tonight before the game. We want to end it on a three-game win streak. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, we can do some things that haven't been done for a long time with the boys basketball program here at Pendleton Heights. And one of them, next Tuesday, will be a goal. We could finish 4-3 in the conference. And that would be the best that a basketball team here has finished in the past 5 years, mm-hmm. 6 years counting this year. So that's one goal, to get that win. That would be the second of three that we want to complete before we go into sectional. So we're taking it one game at a time. We got the first one tonight, and we'll go back to work on Monday and try to get another one on Tuesday against a very good Newcastle team.
All right. With that being said, that'll do it for our post-game talk here with Coach Buck. Once again, Coach, thanks for coming up. Great win this evening.
Thank you, guys. Have a nice weekend.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Ryan and I will crown the ASN player of the game as well as preview the Arabians' next matchup here on the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show. If you're just tuning in, final score for the evening, 59-48. Pendleton Heights coming out on top over the Mississinewa Indians in this afternoon's boys basketball matchup. But after talking over, Ryan and I have agreed that the player of the game is going to go to Josiah Gustin. Had another great night, hit 1,000 points. Really an overall good game for Josiah Gustin. But not only on the offensive end, he got it done on the defensive end as well. Handful of blocks on this afternoon's game. And then you got to mention some other players. Evan Mazingo. Evan Mazingo this year, at least when you compare it to last season, his percentages have been down a little bit. And I think this game showed that he can still get it done. He was 5-for-7 from three-point range, looking like his best self from when it comes to shooting the ball. He had 15 points, all of those coming from behind the arc, of course. And then Aaron Cookson, another name to mention. Although he had 8 points, not necessarily too high, it is above his average. And he did a nice job guarding there. Preston McCain, their Mississinewa's leading scorer, entered the game averaging 13.4 points a night. He finished off with 9 points. So another game where Aaron Cookson didn't allow the opponent's leading scorer above their average. So a great game for Aaron Cookson as well. Seth Aravia, that's another guy to mention. I was just talking before that how Seth Aravia is really just an efficient offensive player. He is very, very good when it comes to his percentages. 54% entering the game from the field, 46% from behind the arc. He continued that tonight. Very efficient. He was 1-for-1 from 3-point. I think he might have missed a single shot there from inside of the arc. Not entirely sure, but all four of those players, as well as some other names to mention for Pendleton Heights, getting the job done and overall getting the win over Mississinewa.
Yeah, I mean, just such a hard-fought game for both of these teams here. As you said, Aaron Cookson holding Preston McCain to below his average. It's just a great person to have. Aaron Cookson is just basically the leader of this team mentally and being able to defend those great players.
Yeah, for sure. But with that being said, that'll do it for our broadcast here this evening. Once again, final score 59-48. But be sure to tune in this Monday as we'll be having our weekly coaches show at 5 p.m. Be sure to tune in for that. We'll be sitting down with Coach Buck, Coach other coaches around Pendleton Heights Sports. Again, that's Monday, this upcoming Monday at 5 p.m. But for Ryan Davis, I'm Dawson Peril. Special thanks to our board all back in the studio, making sure our broadcast runs smoothly here this afternoon. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Without you, we would not be able to come out here and call these games. And last, but definitely not least, thanks to all who tuned in. Have a nice Saturday. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.